Okay, welcome to the deep dive. We're really excited today to jump into some fascinating material we've been looking at.
Yeah, it's all about AI and how it's starting to seriously change things up in call centers.
Exactly. And, the fundamental challenge this stuff highlights is pretty straightforward, but it's massive, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, think about it. Every single phone call between an agent and a customer, it's just packed. Absolutely packed with valuable information, valuable data.
Totally. But then you hit the problem.
Yeah, trying to actually listen to, let alone analyze, make sense of hundreds, maybe thousands of calls every single day.
It's just impossible. Or it was, right?
Yeah.
Especially at scale.
That's the bottleneck. And you see it in simple things, like that classic example.
Oh, the disagreement. Customer thinks they heard one thing.
And the agent is sure they said something else. Trying to sort that out for every single interaction, it just, well, it doesn't happen. The old way hits a wall there.
So that's where this AI comes in, this sort of new hero in the story.
Precisely. We're seeing this AI engine emerge that can automate some really crucial steps.
Okay, like what?
Well, first, it does a full transcription, every call, word for word.
Okay.
Then, and this is neat, it automatically files that transcript right into the customer's profile. In their CRM system.
Ah, so it's linked to their record immediately.
Oh, right. And then the third piece is the analysis. It looks at both the number side quantitative and the quality side qualitative.
And turns it into performance metrics.
Exactly. Measurable performance indicator.
Metrics themselves were quite interesting, weren't they? It wasn't just like how long the call was.
No, not at all. It's digging deeper. Things like a score, say 1 to 5, for how well the agent actually assessed the customer's needs.
Okay. Needs assessment. What else?
Quality of the solution they presented, how well they built rapport, trust.
Right. The human element.
Yeah. And even a score on the likelihood of closing the sale or whatever the positive outcome is. All this feeds into reports for managers.
But, and this seemed like the really big but.
Uh-huh. Here's the kicker. All that amazing data, all those insights are basically just statistics, just numbers on a page.
If they don't get back to the agent.
Exactly. If they don't reach the agent in real time or, very close to it, that's the missing link that this material really hammers home.
Okay, so let's unpack that. How do you actually bridge that gap? Get that info to the agent when it matters, like right now.
Well, this is where the solution discuss comes in. It's called Quan.
Quan.
And what Quan does, essentially, is act like a connector. It links up the three key pieces, the call center platform itself.
Where the calls happen.
Right. The AI engine doing all that analysis we talked about.
Got it.
And then a gamification layer. Think leaderboards, goals, contests, that kind of thing.
So it ties the calls, the AI insights, and the motivation part all together.
Into one smart system, yeah.
And the name, Quan. That's deliberate, isn't it? There's a connection there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It directly references that that famous scene in the movie Jerry Maguire.
Right. Show me the money. But it was more than that.
Exactly. In the movie, Quan wasn't just the dollars. It meant the whole shebang, love, respect, community, and the dollars too. The complete package.
Ah, so the idea is to measure and incentivize the whole interaction, not just speed or sales.
That's the core idea. To take those AI insights about quality needs assessment, rapport, and turn them into live competitive metrics.
So agents are driven to improve quality, not just churn through calls.
Precisely. You can run competitions based on, say, call volume and the rapport score, and the needs assessment score. Both matter.
So agents see it immediately. Like, okay, my needs assessment score on that last call was a 3. Need to focus there.
Yeah, or they see where they rank on the leaderboard for solution quality right now. They see what's expected, how they compare almost instantly, not waiting a week for some report.
And does it work? What are the results?
The results mentioned are pretty clear. Higher quality, definitely. Both in customer service interactions and in sales calls.
And the agents.
More engaged, more motivated. Because they see the direct link between focusing on quality and their performance metrics. And importantly, customers feel it too.
And there was a specific example, right? Home Market.
Yeah, Home Market, a real estate marketing company. They implemented this kind of connected system.
And saw results quickly.
That's what was reported, yeah. An immediate boost in both productivity and that crucial call quality.
So when you pull it all together, what's the big takeaway here?
Well, the conclusion seems to be that AI isn't just some, back office tool for managers anymore.
It's moving front and center.
Right. By connecting that deep analysis with real-time feedback and, crucially, smart incentives, It's actually becoming the foundation for a whole new management culture, one that values quality just as much as quantity.
Connecting that quality data with those smart, real-time incentives really seems to be the key to getting results.
It does, and it leaves us with a pretty interesting question to ponder, doesn't it? If understanding and acting on the Quan Paul, you know, that full picture of performance, including the respect, the rapport, the quality stuff alongside the numbers, if that drives results in call centers, where else could this kind of holistic, data-driven, human-centric view make a really big difference? Something for you to think about.